Okay, welcome to this special weekend edition emergency report for Sunday, June 15th, 2025. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for joining me today. I've got a special report coming up with some just mind-blowing, astonishing images that I don't even know how to even say this without you thinking I'm joking, and I'm not. It will show you that one of the images that I showed you almost 2 weeks ago just came true in an eerie way that is almost a perfect replica depiction. It's just astonishing. Side by side, what I'm going to show you will blow your mind, and it affirms the fact that morphic resonance remote viewing literally sees the future. And we now have four proofs of that from this one experiment of images that I had already published, 12 days ago? No, 13 days ago. And then they just came true over the last few days. Okay, so I've got that special report coming up to show you that. And it really should recalibrate your understanding of the nature of our construct in which we live. It's just astonishing. And then, as part of that report, I've taken one of the remote viewing images of the two stealth bombers flying over the desert. Remember that one? I showed it to you, last week. I've taken that image and I've animated it with AI, and the results are just unbelievable, just shocking what AI did with that to make a little video clip. So I can't wait to show you that video coming up. The big news so far this weekend, of course, yesterday, the No Kings Day, that we were very concerned that there would be false flag events. There was an assassination of two political leaders in Minnesota. And then there was also a shooting in Utah that took place. But aside from that, I'm not aware of any major events that took place. No large explosions, no radiological explosions. So that's good news. But there was violence. There were, clashes between protesters and law enforcement. And that weird assassination in Minnesota, which maybe I'll talk about in a second. On top of that, Iran continues to pound Tel Aviv with all kinds of missiles. And Israel is in real trouble. That's why they're rolling out a massive propaganda campaign online, screaming about how, Iran is hitting civilians. Like Israel, which has been bombing civilians in Gaza and Lebanon for more than a year and a half and never cared about civilians. And all of a sudden it's a panic. Oh my God, civilians, And that's the message that all the shills are being paid to put out there too. Is like, Iran is hitting civilians. Well, turns out that's because Israel put their IDF headquarters building right in the middle of Tel Aviv, surrounded by civilian apartment buildings on purpose, so that anybody striking the military command center would, of course, end up hitting the buildings next to it in some way. And that's exactly what has happened. And so, in other words, Israel uses its own people as human shields, on purpose, so that they can push a particular narrative. But the Iron Dome is a grand joke, and it has failed catastrophically. Iran's missiles are getting through in just huge numbers, and I want to show you a couple of videos of what's actually happening there. So let's play the first one. So this video is taken from an upper floor of an apartment building in Tel Aviv, looking toward downtown Tel Aviv, and all those missiles coming through, those are Iranian missiles. And the Iron Dome is nowhere to be seen. It's apparently not stopping any, or certainly not most of these. Maybe some are being stopped at a higher altitude that I'm not seeing, but plenty of Iranian missiles are getting through. And they're pounding Tel Aviv. And of course, Israel is screaming bloody murder, like all of a sudden they're the victims. Well, they've been doing this to Gaza since October 7th, or shortly after that. They've been doing this to Lebanon. They've been doing this to the West Bank. They started doing this in 1948 with the Nakba. They've been bombing Yemen. They've been just slaughtering and murdering without any regard for the lives of other people. And so this is really a FAFO moment for Israel, you know. They are finding out, and what are they finding out? They're finding out that Israel has hundreds of thousands of missiles. So there's a really important assessment that Scott Ritter offered, and I'm paraphrasing it, but what Scott Ritter said is that at a higher altitude that I'm not seeing, but plenty of Iranian missiles are getting through, and they're pounding Tel Aviv. And, of course, Israel is screaming bloody murder like all of a sudden they're the victims. Well, they've been doing this to Gaza since October 7th or shortly after that. They've been doing this to Lebanon. They've been doing this to the West Bank. They started doing this in 1948 with the Nakba. They've been bombing Yemen. They've been just slaughtering and murdering without any regard for the lives of other people. And so this is really a FAFO moment for Israel, you know. They are finding out, and what are they finding out? They're finding out that Israel has hundreds of thousands of missiles. So there's a really important assessment that Scott Ritter offered, and I'm paraphrasing it, but what Scott Ritter said is that, you know, Israel has a very limited supply of interdiction munitions from the, you know, the anti-air defense systems or the Patriot missiles or what have you. A very limited supply. They can't really keep this up. But Iran has hundreds of thousands of missiles. They can keep up this pace for months. I don't know how many months. Maybe it's 6 months. Maybe it's a year. I don't know. Israel can't keep this up. So in a war of attrition, Israel loses first, at least loses all their surface buildings and maybe some underground. So what's happening is, of course, that Israel is trying to get America to join the war. And it was reported that Israel has officially requested the United States to enter the war and that Trump reportedly said no. Well, I think that's a lie. I think Trump is 100% colluding with Israel, and this is just more deception from Trump to try to deceive Iran into thinking that the U.S. is not going to attack. But I think the U.S. will attack, and I think the U.S. will attack with stealth bombers. And I think that's what my remote viewing experiment clearly shows. It shows two stealth bombers. Well, here, to my editor, go ahead and put the stealth bombers on screen there. So this image, which I published almost 2 weeks ago, shows two stealth bombers with the symbol of the British crown on the stealth bombers, indicating how this is all being driven by MI6 behind the scenes as an attack on BRICS nations, by the way. This is all being run by MI6 at the highest levels. And the stealth bombers are there bombing the desert and setting the desert scape on fire. You can actually see the flames on the ground. So that image, I believe, will come true. And I think Trump is lying. Trump is deceiving. And it turns out that Trump had been deceiving before this latest Israeli strike on Iran. But I want to read for you from Colonel Douglas McGregor, who put out a really very informative message. So I'd like to read this for you. It says, in the last 72 hours, Israel launched a preemptive strike against Iran when negotiations between Washington and Tehran were still ongoing. Iran was caught off guard, but Iran recovered more quickly from its Pearl Harbor moment than Israel expected. In less than 18 hours after Israel's surprise attack, Iran responded, firing hundreds of ballistic missiles, including hypersonic missiles, into central Tel Aviv and across Israel. Meanwhile, Israel's Iron Dome failed. Israeli intelligence failed. Now, Netanyahu is pleading with Washington to intervene with American military power to rescue Israel from certain defeat. A defeat Netanyahu crafted with encouragement from Washington. At the same time, Russia, China, Pakistan, and most of the Muslim world are rallying to Iran's defense. Supplies, equipment, and technical assistance are pouring into Iran. It's time for a reality check. And let me stop here and just mention that, yes, China has already announced that They've condemned Israel's attack. They said Israel crossed multiple red lines. They're implying that Israel must be stopped, and China is sending aid and supplies to Iran. Pakistan has said that they will supply nuclear weapons to Iran if needed. And if, now I'm paraphrasing, but if Israel strikes Iran, Pakistan has said that they will nuke Israel. And Pakistan, of course, a predominantly Muslim country, considers itself sort of a brotherhood country of Iran, and Pakistan has nuclear weapons. I still believe Iran has nuclear weapons. They just haven't used them yet. But they can get them from Pakistan. Even if they don't have them now, they can easily get them from Pakistan. They can probably get them from Russia or China, for that matter, or North Korea, you know. Anyway, continuing with Colonel McGregor, he says, it's time for a reality check. Washington burned through $12 trillion in the Middle East since 2003. The result? 7,000 dead Americans, 50,000 wounded, open borders, and 100,000 Americans dying yearly from fentanyl poisoning. Today, the United States is $37 trillion in debt, a sum that does not include so-called agency debt. Yeah, because the real number is even higher. 77 million Americans voted for President Trump because he promised to end the overseas conflicts and halt the march to World War III. Trump's mandate is unchanged. Secure America's borders, ports, and coastal waters. Deport illegal aliens. Crush the criminals that are raping and murdering Americans. Restore the rule of law. But not one more drop of American blood for foreign wars. One Israeli strike on Karg Island, where 90% of Iran's oil exports flow, or Bandar Abbas terminals, and Iran closes the Strait of Hormuz. That's 20% of global oil supply. And yes, let me interject here that over the weekend, Iran began discussing closing the Strait of Hormuz. Colonel McGregor is correct. That's 20% of the global oil supply, but it's almost one-third of the global natural gas supply that's in the form of liquid natural gas, or LNG. So it is a major energy hub for the entire world. And as I've pointed out elsewhere, if Israel keeps pounding Iran, and if Iran closes the Strait of Hormuz, energy prices will absolutely skyrocket. Oil will go to $150 a barrel and keep on going. Gold will go past $5,000 an ounce, I have no doubt. And Russia will reap the rewards of billions of dollars, tens of billions, in windfall profits, because Russia is a massive exporter of energy, oil, natural gas, minerals, you know, fertilizer, etc. So all of this financially benefits Russia, but it bankrupts America. And it puts the whole world in harm's way because of the risk of Israel launching nuclear weapons. So think about that. That's how insanely stupid this whole thing is to try to bomb Iran. All you're going to do is you're going to set the world on fire and cause global inflation and supply chain disruptions and death and suffering and starvation and famine. But maybe that's the plan, right? All right, anyway, Colonel McGregor continues. I'm sorry to keep interrupting his text. Quote, that means disrupted supply chains and runaway inflation, he says. Gas hits $7 a gallon overnight. Every working family crushed. Truckers can't deliver food. Economy crashes. For what? So that Israel, that started this insane war, can drag Americans into a wider regional conflict with the potential for nuclear war? We have 40,000 troops in UAE, United Arab Emirates, Qatar, across the Persian Gulf. They are sitting ducks. Iranian Shahed 136 drones cost $20,000 each. American Patriot missiles cost $4 million per interceptor. Yeah, those are the interceptors that Israel is firing en masse right now. $4 million each. And they don't even work. That's what's bizarre. Do the math, McGregor says. We will run through our inventory of missiles and go broke while Americans come home in boxes. The Middle East is on the brink. Here's what Washington must do to defuse conflict. And he goes on and he says, he talks about suspend all military aid to Israel. Yep. And he, other things. I'm not going to go through the list here. He says, America first means America first, not Israel first, not Ukraine first, not NATO first, America first. And he is absolutely correct. So now that's a pretty good description of what is at stake. If Trump joins Israel in bombing Iran, let me say this on the record. It will be the end of MAGA. It will obliterate Trump's support base. And it will probably be the end of Israel in the retaliation from nuclear countries like China, Russia, Pakistan, and maybe Iran itself. If we bomb Iran with the bunker busters and really go after Iran's underground bases or military assets, I don't think Israel survives this. I really don't. And Israel has functioned as a kind of a cancer on the region anyway, just blazing a path of death and destruction and blood and suffering and every horrible thing that you can imagine. So the entire region would actually be better off without Israel engaging in all those activities. But that's the nature of Israel. It cannot stop doing that until it is forced to stop. But if Israel pushes this even more, because Netanyahu is an insane war criminal, then I don't think Israel survives. I think Israel ends up getting obliterated in a giant mushroom cloud is probably where this goes. And sadly, there would be a lot of innocent people caught up in that, in Israel and in neighboring countries. And also, probably, Iran would end up getting nuked, and there would be a lot of innocent death there. So that's why I say de-escalate this. Right now, in my view, Trump should absolutely stop funding Israel, halt all weapons, halt all military aid, halt all intelligence, especially military intelligence, targeting information, etc., and put an end to this horrific escalation toward annihilation, because that's what Israel is doing right now. Oh, man, I'm in such a hurry. I think I just said Israel. And you know how much I hate that pronunciation. It's really like Israel, I think, is the correct way to say it. But we get in a hurry. We shorten the words, don't we? Anyway, I always try to say Israel or Israel, but not Israel. Now, even Steve Bannon is on the same side of this right here. Steve Bannon says that the interests of the United States and Israel are not the same in this war. And he says, quote, we need to always be America first. He says, look, the Israelis are Israel first. We need to be America first. And that makes absolute sense. Steve Bannon reportedly made these comments to the Financial Times publication on Saturday. And of course, he's probably going to take a lot of heat for this. But he fears that Trump is going to get dragged into this long-term war with Iran, which will, of course, be something like the Vietnam of the Middle East, and America will never win it, not a chance, and they're just going to have thousands of American soldiers coming home dead in body bags, if we can even find their bodies, you know, the parts. It'll be economic devastation globally. Trump will lose the midterms. Food inflation will worsen, supply chains will collapse, the Democrats will sweep back into power, and they will probably have Trump impeached very quickly. And basically, if Trump goes along with Israel, Trump will destroy the GOP, Trump will destroy his own political future, he will destroy the Trump brand entirely. Any of you out there holding Trump like crypto coins or meme coins, you might want to keep that in mind. Trump will destroy America's reputation and military might. And he will put America on a very devastating path, which is not what I believe he wants to do. I think Trump wants America to do well, but he is, of course, surrounded by Zionists and neocons and warmongers all around him. People like Mark Levin, for example, just endless warmongers. They just want war, war, war. They want war with Russia. They want war with Iran. They want war with China, etc. Just never ending. So we're going to find out if Trump has a spine or if he's just going to go along with whatever, you know, whatever the Zionists tell him to do. And it might very well be the end of America as we know it, which, of course, that's been my prediction for 7 years, that this is, that 2025 is the last year of America as we know it. Because if Trump goes to war with Iran, well, that's when a whole lot of, you know, terror cells or sabotage cells or what have you that are already in the United States would then decide to go active, if not already. They may already be on that plan, for all we know. But certainly they will accelerate those plans, or they will expand those plans if Trump starts bombing Iran. So we could end up with blackouts, power grid outages, and transformers all being shot up all across the country thanks to Trump trying to appease Netanyahu and trying to go along with all the demands of the insane genocidal Zionists, who they don't care who dies as long as they end up with more power and more territory. You know, they have their greater Israel plan. They just want to kill everybody around them and steal their land and resources and homes. And they always claim they're doing it in self-defense, don't they? It's always self-defense. When Israel bombs its neighbors, it's self-defense. It's like this. I tweeted this out the other day. I may have covered this on Friday, but it's like, if you have an AR-15 and your neighbor is talking about getting an AR-15, but you don't want your neighbor to have an AR-15 because you don't like your neighbor, so what you do is you march over to your neighbor's house with a pistol and exterminate your neighbor with a pistol, and then when the police show up, you tell the police it was self-defense because I couldn't let my neighbor get an AR-15. I had to kill him with a pistol. And then when the police leave, you steal your neighbor's house because, of course, you need a buffer zone between you and the next neighbor who you also don't want to get an AR-15. So, you know, you steal one neighbor's house, you expand your buffer zone, and then a couple months later, you decide that the next neighbor, you don't want them to have an AR-15, so you march over there and shoot them with a pistol. And then you steal their house, and you say it was self-defense, right? That's what Israel does. That's exactly the way Israel operates in Gaza, you know, Lebanon. The whole history of Israel taking over what was Palestine has been exactly that. So they will always claim self-defense as they carry out wars of aggression and they initiate bombings. And, you know, they are genocidal lunatics, some kind of weird end times cult also involved in all that. Okay, something else I wanted to bring to your attention. Do you recall when Trump pushed the tariffs on April 2nd? I said that starting around mid-June, what did I say? You can go back to my podcast and you can hear this. I said starting around mid-June, you would start to have supply chain problems. And mid to late June, you're going to see auto factories shutting down because they can't get parts. And then it would continue into early July, etc. And that's when Trump had put these massive tariffs on China, and so there were really no parts being shipped for a period of about 6 weeks or so. Well, guess what has happened? Daily Mail. Ford forced to shutter factories amid worrying parts shortages. They are, quote, hand-to-mouth right now, and according to Ford's CEO Jim Farley, he said the company doesn't have, what? Rare earth magnets. Specifically, the ones made with neodymium, which I did a whole podcast about that not long ago, talking about rare earth exports out of China and how they would control and limit the development of robotics in the United States, because robotics, of course, relies on actuators. The actuator motors that move the joints, they all use neodymium in their magnets. And of course, China would not be exporting much of anything during that period of, what was it, like mid-April to late May or mid to late May, whatever it was. So there's this gap in the supply chain. Well, look, it's exactly what I said would happen. From the UK Daily Mail, quote, the throttled magnet trade threatened to strangle production plants and empty car dealership lots, sending automakers and industry groups into a tizzy. Yeah, a tizzy. That's the British version of what we would call shit fit. So they went into a tizzy. And it even says that in May, the Alliance for Automotive Innovation, which represents the U.S. automakers, sent a letter to President Trump warning that China's response could paralyze car production. It says that without reliable access to these elements and magnets, automotive suppliers will be unable to produce critical automotive components. In severe cases, this could include the need for reduced production volumes or even a shutdown of vehicle assembly lines. So, if you can't get your cars, thank Trump, because Trump put these tariffs on China and blocked the export of the magnets that are needed by the car manufacturers and also is needed in tractors and agricultural equipment and construction equipment and cranes and bulldozers and what have you. No magnets, no equipment. So there you go. And it's exactly as I warned, because it was 100% obvious. And I remember after doing that, some of the comments, people were like, oh, you're just being a doomer. You're just blackpilling everybody. It's not going to happen. Everything's going to be fine. Well, okay. What are you going to do now when Ford shut down production? So I guess your denial of reality didn't work, did it? Huh, funny. How your denial of reality did not cause neodymium to magically appear. And it's because your wishes can't invoke and summon the table of elements, it turns out, right? Now, of course, I'm saying that sarcastically. With the full realization that we are conscious beings, we do create our futures together. But I am not aware of any person other than perhaps, you know, Christ himself or God himself. I'm not aware of any person that could materialize physical matter out of nothing. Now, you know, the loaves and fishes and all that. Yeah, of course, we're familiar with that story, but not neodymium. Well, I don't remember reading in Luke or anything where Jesus created neodymium magnets, because he's not here right now to do that. So we're going to have to get the neodymium out of the ground. And there's only one country that's really good at doing that. And that country is China. The very country that Trump really pissed off in a major way. Even the current deal with China that Trump announced is only it's like a 3-month export license for rare earth materials. I mean, it's only a few months. It's like 3 or 4 months, something. Trump announced the deal was done, but China hasn't even signed it. And the deal keeps a 55% tariff on everything from China. So, look, Trump is really decimating the U.S. economy right now. And if he goes to war with Iran, it's going to be far worse. And I'll tell you, Trump will lose everything if he goes down that road. He will lose his base. He will lose his presidency. He will lose his freedom. He'll lose all his money. I mean, everything the Democrats tried to do to him in his first term, that will double and triple down if he takes us to war with Iran and collapses our economy. And he's in the process of doing exactly those two things. And even though the protests over the weekend were not nearly as large as many people had anticipated, and I think that's because a lot of those people, they self-exterminated with jabs. So, you know, the kind of people that join the No Kings protest, they're the kind of people that also line up to take the jabs. So they sort of eliminated themselves over the last few years. Not that many left, so the protests weren't as big as they otherwise would have been. But if Trump keeps this up, those protests are going to get larger and larger and larger, because you're going to get a whole bunch of people moving from the pro-Trump camp into the Trump-hating camp. Like, TDS is becoming contagious. You know, TDS is the new plandemic. You know, Trump derangement syndrome. So let's hope Trump comes to his senses and restores something resembling more free trade and keeps us out of these wars. I mean, I would say that I didn't vote for war when I voted for Trump, except I didn't vote for Trump. As you know, I didn't vote for Trump for one reason, and I said so at the time. I didn't vote for Trump because I knew he would be controlled by the Zionists. That was my number one reservation. I could not trust Trump to put America first, so I did not vote for him. But I also knew he was going to win Texas anyway, so that was kind of an easy decision. If I had been in a swing state, I probably would have voted for Trump. But as it stood, I did not vote for Trump because I'm in Texas. And so, yeah, I did not vote for more wars, that's for sure. I did not vote for Zionism to run our government. And I did not vote for all these supply chain collapse issues of Trump starting these insane tariff wars. I didn't vote for any of that stuff, that's for sure. And you probably didn't either. So I hope that we can get back to something resembling sanity. But I don't see any evidence of that happening right now. Do you? You see any evidence? All right. Also, over the weekend, two Minnesota lawmakers were assassinated by a guy who was appointed by the governor, Tim Walz, you know, who ran for vice president. At least this is the information I have right now. The guy has been identified and arrested. He's a Democrat who supported Tim Walz, and then he went to the door of a private residence of a couple, a man and a woman. One served in the Minnesota House, and the other served in the Minnesota Senate. And the woman had just voted against Democrats helping to block free healthcare money for illegals. And then they were both murdered by this guy. And he put on a creepy latex mask, like something right out of a horror show. And he dressed up like a cop, because apparently he ran a security company or something. And he just went to the front door. I guess he rang the doorbell, and they answered the door, and he shot him dead. And most of us think that's some kind of an MK Ultra program, that this guy was, you know, brainwashed into it, or leveraged or forced or drugged or something. This is too much about that shooting. Just looks highly, highly suspicious. So we're talking about, you know, this is going to be the false flag weekend, and there you go. That's there's a false flag event, right? Probably a false flag event. So yeah, the crazy times are here. And then also, I just want to mention, Vietnam has just joined BRICS. So the BRICS nations are gaining even more economic strength. And at the same time, you know, the UK and the US are panicked and trying to figure out, how do we stop BRICS? And Israel's like, hey, I know how. Bomb Iran. Which, of course, appeases Israel. But if you do that, you're going to get Russia involved. You're going to get Pakistan involved. Nukes are going to fly. China's going to get involved. You know, the Strait of Hormuz will be closed, and there goes the world. You know, there goes the world. So be very, very cautious from here forward. And I think we dodged a bullet on Saturday not having a bigger false flag event. You know, the execution event was still notable, obviously, and it's very sad, and prayers to those who were victimized by that lunatic, obviously. But what I believe is coming between now and, let's say, July 5th is almost certainly much, much larger than that. And one of my main concerns is that we know that terrorists who are in the country have possession of surface-to-air missiles. And I'm not going to say here, don't fly, but at least be aware of the fact that these surface-to-air missiles, if I remember the specs correctly, they can be fired from the ground. You know, somebody can just be in the back of a van and just pop out of the van or pop out of the back of a truck and just point it at an approaching airplane that's on approach to land at any major airport in America. You know, the parking lots and whatever is near the airport are not normally high security. So they can just point this surface-to-air missile item. And I used to have the actual model number of, I've forgotten what that is, but they could point it at the airplane, get an infrared signature, pull the trigger, and then it goes. And this missile has active infrared sensing of its target. And I think it has an altitude ceiling of, what was it, like 5,000 meters, which is, you know, way higher than what it needs to hit an approaching passenger jet. And in terms of laterally, I think it can go, I don't know, what was it, like 15 or 20,000 meters horizontally or something like that. Anyway, it can easily hit planes that are either taking off or that are on approach. These could be big jumbo jets. So the obvious terrorism vulnerability in America right now, I mean, there are several of them, but one of them that would cause a lot of psychological terrorism is for these terrorists to just distribute 9 surface-to-air missiles or however many they have and just park outside airports, major airports, you know, Denver International, whatever, and then just start hammering passenger jets, like coordinated nationwide. So there's like 8 or 9 jets that get taken down all in the same 5 minutes, you know? And you could end up with like 3,000 Americans dead, a 9/11 level of casualties could happen within minutes. And the psychological impact of that across America would be so devastating. People would be in absolute fear. Everybody would be terrified to travel, obviously. And it would feel like we're under attack because, well, we would be under attack. And if that were combined with some other things like shooting out the transformers at power grid substations or, you know, look, I've been through this with Matt Bracken. In fact, if you haven't heard my Matt Bracken interview, you should listen to it. It was posted on Friday. So that's on my channel at brighteon.com. And he talks about this. And my other guest, Michael Yon, talks about this. And I've got, you know, other intel sources and previous guests like HICAP, who talks about this. And we all know the same thing. We all know that enemies of America have stashed massive weapon supplies inside the United States. Surface-to-air missiles, RPGs, small portable mortars. What else? Well, it runs the gamut. You know, night vision, thermal, full auto drop-in sears for rifles, you know, illegal suppressors, ballistic vests, whatever, you name it. Oh, and police and military uniforms, too. So, folks, this is why we should stay out of foreign wars. Because there's a bunch of foreign operatives in the USA that are just waiting to go active, you know? And if that's the case, America would be absolutely just hammered domestically because there's nobody defending the power grid substations. There's no defense at all. There's nobody defending the water delivery systems in the Southwest. You know, anybody can just poison the water system with a dirty bomb or something. There's nobody really protecting all the power grid infrastructure that pumps water into Los Angeles. Nobody's protecting that. It's just a wide open target, just sitting there, just ready for somebody with C4 explosives or something. And, oh yeah, I forgot. They also have anti-personnel landmines, too. So imagine if they bury a bunch of landmines in a city park or something insane like that. And then there's a rally and people walk around the park and they just start blowing up, you know? I mean, this is terrorism. And this is what, like, these weapons already exist in America. Now, I'm not telling you don't fly. It's not my place to say that. And even percentage-wise, you know, the risk of these weapons hitting you are very, very low, even if they do cook off, you know. But the psychological impact could be dramatic and nationwide, even if the risk of being hit by these weapons is very small. However, I will tell you, I'm not flying. I'm not attending rallies. I'm not driving my vehicle to a chaos point. You know why? Because I don't want to have to escape a crazy mob that surrounds my vehicle. I don't want to have to, you know, hit the accelerator pedal and run over people. I would much rather just not be there. So avoid this stuff if you can, and be reasonable. If you have to travel for work or whatever, that, you know, if you have to, then you have to. That's still potentially, you know, that still makes sense. It's up to you. I'm just saying, don't be surprised if planes start getting blown up on approach or on takeoff. That's all I'm saying. What a sad world we live in right now, huh? It's sad that we've gotten to this point where if we didn't have the insane Zionists dragging us into all these wars, we wouldn't have been in these wars in the Middle East. We wouldn't have been bombing Libya. You know, we wouldn't have been in even Afghanistan. We wouldn't have even been involved with everything after 9/11, or frankly, probably Saddam Hussein, that whole fiasco, which was all based on made up fake intelligence with Colin Powell, the whole thing. And the Bushes, all faked intelligence. They're still faking the intelligence. Back then it was like, yellow cake, he has yellow cake, we have to get him. Today it's like, Iran was going to have nukes tomorrow. We had to bomb them before they had nukes. And it's always made up intelligence. And Trump fell for it. He fell for it. So we're in trouble as a nation. Our world is in trouble. Things are probably going to get absolutely freaking insane. And it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. That much is clear. Now, we are manufacturing Ranger buckets like crazy right now because I have a pretty good sense of what's coming. The second half of this year is going to be off the rails. Totally insane. I have no doubt an event will take place where we will sell every Ranger bucket and every bottle of iodine that we have within, you know, 3 days. It'll be gone. So I'm manufacturing like crazy, as much as I can in terms of the supply chain. Sometimes, you know, that's challenging, but I'm doing the best I can. If you want to take advantage of our Father's Day sale, it ends Monday night at midnight. Just go to healthrangerstore.com/fathers. Healthrangerstore.com/fathers. You can see what we have available. We've got a new chef's knife with MagnaCut that, unfortunately, MagnaCut is now impacted by tariffs. So the next wave is going to be crazy expensive because MagnaCut went up 80%. That's also due to Trump making our knives really expensive, you know. There's a whole deal about that. MagnaCut, you used to be able to get it from Syracuse, New York, and it didn't have the tariffs, but then the steel industry got shut down and bought out. Now the MagnaCut comes out of Europe and you can't get it in the U.S. So now you got to pay the European incoming tariffs, which were put in place by Trump, and it's a nightmare. So whatever we have in stock right now, knives, hatchets, machetes, the outfitters, that's the last of it that's going to be affordable. So if you want to go to healthrangerstore.com, search for the word knife, or what do we have? We've got outfitters, which are machetes, but we can't use the word machete because it flags too much stuff. We've got hatchets. We've got all kinds of stuff there. So it's going to get a lot more expensive after this is all sold. Just be aware of that. Everything's going to get more expensive. Did you see the story over the weekend? Walmart employees are going public, like whistleblowing, that they're running around the store raising prices on everything. That, you know, they have to. They're updating all the prices. And prices are going up like 80% on this, 60% on that, you know, 50% over here. Thousands of items in Walmart stores have just become substantially more expensive. And that's going to continue. Look, we're going to see mass defaults and bankruptcies and economic collapse, etc. And, you know, gold and silver are going to skyrocket. If you want to check out our partner in that space, of course, it's metalswithmike.com. We'll take you to Battalion Metals. And then, critically, as the chaos accelerates, you need backup communications. You need backup power. And that's from the satellite phone store, SAT123.com. Because the power grid is very, very vulnerable. That's what the terrorists are going to hit first if they go active in the United States, which seems pretty likely at this point. So we'll lose regional power grid control. You know, we'll have rolling blackouts here and there. And backup power is what will keep you, you know, online and functioning. And they've got the power units at the satellite phone store. They've got the backup satellite phones, obviously. And they also have satellite-based bandwidth systems with Starlink. Starlink123.com will take you there. Starlink123.com. You can get a Starlink system at a better deal through the satellite phone store that you don't even have to buy the hardware up front. They just spread it out over time into your monthly payments for bandwidth, and you get to keep the hardware after a certain number of months, and it's really good hardware. I mean, it tracks so many satellites now, I've been blown away. I've got better bandwidth now than ever before because I use it. Even during storms and everything, it works. It's incredible. Works better than anything I ever used before, by far. So check that out again, starlink123.com. All right, now I've got a special report for you today about the morphic resonance and the remote viewing of this war. And this remote viewing result shows you what's coming. The stealth bombers will be deployed, and it looks like there is a nuclear detonation away from the cities in a desert area, and it's a small nuke, a tactical nuke. I'm not 100% certain about it, but it looks like a nuclear detonation, and you'll see that in this upcoming report. So enjoy that, and I'll be back with you tomorrow. Take care. All right, we've got breaking news here. We have the fourth confirmation of the remote viewing experiment, literally depicting the future of what is happening in the Middle East. And I'm going to show it to you today. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for joining me here today. And this is just, this is really groundbreaking. I mean, we're all familiar with remote viewing, I assume. The U.S. military conducted remote viewing experiments. A lot of people have practiced it. And typically what happens is in remote viewing, a person goes into a state of, you know, focused consciousness, and then they attempt to focus on a future or sometimes not future. Sometimes it's a present time, but a different place to sort of, you know, remotely view what's going on in that place at the moment. But remote viewing can also be done in future tense, as well as past, etc. But the hard thing about remote viewing is that in order to accept remote viewing as a true phenomenon, you have to believe what the person, that the remote viewer, you have to believe what they're telling you. Because you didn't see it, they saw it. And then they're just describing it to you. Or they're sketching it out themselves. So it's a person. I mean, let's suppose the U.S. military right now wants to say, you know, launch remote viewing teams to spy on Iran's military leaders in Tehran. And then they all sit there and they go, whoa, you know, and they focus and then they sketch out everything they think they saw in Tehran. Well, you know, a skeptic would look at that and just say, well, you know, it's just a bunch of people imagining stuff. How do we know any of this is real, right? Like, that's the skepticism that anybody would have, at least at first, unless you knew the remote viewers. But what I've been able to accomplish here, I'm going to show you something just absolutely astonishing. What I've been able to accomplish, kind of by accident, is I've been able to achieve remote viewing that you can see. So it's remote viewing through physical matter, where the physical matter arranges itself to create images that we can then see and take pictures of under the microscope. So these are little tiny images that are sketched out. And these images, it's now clear, these images can foresee the future. There's no question. And I'll show you an example of this. So let me show you this first image. It's named War E2 Missiles Over Buildings. So you may recall this image because I showed it to you about 2 weeks ago. And in, it's in a couple of my broadcasts, and it's also in a Natural News article that I published June 2nd. Okay. So it's on the record, you know, it's been out there for almost 2 weeks. And you probably heard me talk about this image before. I said, you know, this is wild. It's buildings, and then it looks like a bunch of missiles raining down on these buildings. I even talked about how these square building structures are not organic. Like, these aren't the organic shapes that we normally see in freezing xylitol. And that's what this is. What you're looking at here is all, it's all xylitol crystals. Xylitol is a common sweetener. You can buy xylitol gum, for example. I just bought the xylitol online, and it's just common xylitol. So I said, look, these are buildings, and it looks like missiles are raining down on the buildings, right? You've seen this before. All right. Now then, yesterday, well, depending on when you hear this, maybe 36 hours, 48 hours ago, here's the scene that happened in Tel Aviv. All right, so this is what happened in Tel Aviv on the left. And this is my image on the right. And remember that when I did this prompt for this experiment, I said my prompt, which I wrote down, and I've shown you these images in the Natural News articles, it says, depict the scenes of summer 2025 in the Middle East, encompassing geopolitics, what else does it say, war, commodities, finance, humanity, etc. So this was a prompt to elicit a response from this remote viewing mechanism, which really taps into the morphic fields, and it drew this image. Now, let me point out the obvious similarities here that will just blow your mind. So first of all, oh, before I do that, let me actually play the video for you from which that image on the left comes. All right, so this image, which has now had millions of views, has been burned into the consciousness, or this video, of millions of people, more than millions, tens of millions of people. This is now an iconic video showing the failure of the Iron Dome in Israel, and these are Iranian missiles going right through the Iron Dome, penetrating and striking targets on the ground. And they struck many targets, including military buildings that were surrounded by civilian structures on purpose in Tel Aviv. Those are going right into Tel Aviv, okay? So again, this video has been seen by tens of millions of people. Now, if we go back to the side-by-side image, okay? So there's the image on the left from that video, and then on the right is the image under the microscope. Let me point out the similarities here. Notice that both buildings have a tall structure right next to a much shorter structure on the right side. And notice that the tall structure actually has two halves. And there's a vertical line down the middle of the tall building. And then one side of that building is taller than the other. That's exactly the way it's depicted in the xylitol crystals. In addition, both images depict clouds. Clouds in the sky at exactly the same angle, slanted across the sky. Both images show darkness in the mid-left, or kind of the center-left frame. It's just dark there. And both images show brightness in the lower right quadrant where the city lights are. Both images, of course, show the missiles raining down. In addition, in the real video image on the left, you'll notice there's kind of a blue-looking blob of streetlights, kind of like blue at the base of the tall buildings. There's this bluish blob that it's a combination of lights and streetlights. Well, that bluish blob is also indicated on the remote viewing image, except it's raised higher on the building. It's kind of a third of the way up the building instead of at the ground. But notice that even the horizontal lines of the smaller building on the right are indicated in the remote viewing image, just as there's a horizontal row of windows in the real image on the left. Okay? So these are just some of the similarities. There are others. For example, the depiction of some of the windows in the building have their lights on. Some have their lights off, which looks like dark circles. And that's exactly what you see on the remote viewing image on the right. Okay, so this is an almost exact replica, except the thing is, of course, the image on the right, I published it June 2nd. Published it June 2nd. And, you know, everybody can look it up. It's been online. I showed you this image in my podcast last week. I don't know, 10 days ago. Those videos have been posted on Rumble. They've been posted everywhere. I talked about this image. Okay, so the image on the right is 2 weeks old, but the image on the left just happened over the weekend or Friday night or whatever it was. No more than 48 hours ago. So how is this possible? This is the question. How is this possible? Well, this is, of course, not the only image that has now been proven to be true. Let me bring up this image of the side-by-side of the Ram. So I published this image. You probably heard me talking about this also on June 2nd. And I even talked about it in my podcast. I said the one-horned Ram is an indication of a sacrifice of leadership of Iran. And you may have heard me talk about this. You may remember that because I said the ram indicates sacrifice both in Islam and in Judaism. But the ram, well, Ibrahim, who is Abraham, had to sacrifice a ram instead of his son in order to appease God. That's how it's described in Islam, in the Quran. At least that's my understanding of it. But I did look this up to get some historical relevance here. And the ram's horns indicate leadership, either top military leaders or kings or national leaders, etc. So I said over a week ago, I said that what's going to happen, according to these images, is that there will be a sacrifice of leadership. Some top leaders will be killed as part of the sacrifice of the nation of Iran. And what happened over the weekend? A decapitation strike that took out 20 of Iran's top military and scientific leaders. It did not take out the top leader, but it took out some of the other leaders, such as the IRGC leader. They were killed. However, the Iranian government remains intact. And so if we show the next image, you've seen this, I believe. It's the side-by-side of the Falcon. I showed you this Falcon in a burning tree that's on the right. And this falcon with a white head and a beak, white legs, but dark gray feathers with a feather pattern and a tail, eyes, everything, right? Fully formed falcon standing in a burning tree, the flames swirling around the falcon, but the falcon is untouched by the flames. What did I say that was going to indicate? You may recall. I said that Iran was going to be bombed, but they would not topple the leadership. They would not achieve a coup of, you know, replacing the Iranian government. Why? Because the falcon is the image of Persia. So Persia is the home of falconry throughout history. And the falcon is the key image throughout the history of Persia of royalty and military and so on. And I've shown you the standards with the falcons and things like that before. So there you go. Back to the side-by-side image of the buildings. But you may have heard me say that since we don't know the geographic region here, my prompt simply asked for Middle East. So I remember saying these buildings could be Gaza, could be Yemen, could be Iran. I did not think that they would be Tel Aviv. That was not something I realized until this weekend. So sometimes these images appear and they're very accurate sketches. And even I don't know what they mean until the events happen. That's kind of frustrating, but that's what's actually happening. Now, if you're listening to this and you're seeing these images, and number one, you're just totally baffled. You're like, how can this be? What do you have, time traveling sweetener? Well, no. Let me explain. So the sweetener isn't doing any special tricks here. What's happening is the interaction of my consciousness with the morphic fields. The xylitol crystals are just the canvas. That's all. In the same way that, like, piano keys themselves can't make music, but a composer or a performer can sit down and play the keys and he or she can make incredible music, right? Well, a pencil can't create art, but an artist with a pencil can sketch out something extraordinary, like Picasso, right? So the xylitol crystals here themselves, I don't think that they're doing all the work here. Although I'm open to different theories about it, there is a natural intelligence that does permeate everything. But I believe that this is the interaction of my consciousness with the xylitol crystals and the morphic fields. And I'm going to talk about the morphic fields for a few minutes here. But I'm the composer in this case because I wrote the prompt with my hand, with, you know, with my marker. And then I read the prompt out loud and I focused on the prompt when I poured the molten xylitol onto the slide. So let me show you an image of this slide. I wanted to prove to you that I put the xylitol on here in a melted form. And in this image, which has my prompt, that's my handwriting. It was messy because that marker, the tip was too fat. I'll do better next time, but it says depict the scenes of summer 2025 in the Middle East, etc. And you'll notice that the xylitol on top, that it's starting to form crystals. Do you see that? Do you see towards the top part of it, like little snowflakes? And on the left-hand side, what look like snowflakes? That's the xylitol is starting to, quote, freeze, and it's starting to form structure. That structure is where the sketching happens. That sketching is depicting, well, it's answering my prompt. So the scenes are communicating back to us based on what we have asked. And this is a natural phenomenon. That's what I'm really beginning to discover, that this is a completely natural phenomenon that our creator actually put into the cosmos. This is the nature of reality, to have information encoded into the morphic fields. But what this test indicates is that the morphic fields for sure encode not just the past and the present, but also the future. And perhaps they encode many possible futures. And then we, humanity, we get to choose which future we create together. That's probably the way it works, is my guess. But clearly, going back to the side-by-side images here, clearly, these are identical images in every meaningful way, and yet the crystals communicated this almost 2 weeks ago. Now, I have named this image War E2, and the E2 indicates the grid location on that slide where this image is found. And I wanted to, I don't know if my editor has this video, but if he does, I want to show you the video of this E2 quadrant, zooming in, zooming out, showing you how tiny this is and how you have to zoom way in order to see it. On my screen is a rotated orientation of that exact image of the Gaza buildings being bombed, but you'll notice it's rotated about 90 degrees. That's just the way I have the slide under the microscope right now. I am going to, well, in fact, let's do it now. I'm going to zoom out and I'm going to show you in real time that that image is there. So, all right, now here we are. I'm doing a real time focus. Okay, there it is. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to start zooming out so that you can see. We'll go to, we were at 400x, now we're going to go to 200x, and there it is. You can still see the building structure, kind of right there in the middle. There it is, okay? And then I'm going to go to 100x. Now we're at 100x, you can see that it's still there. Now we're going to go to 50x. It has to change lenses, so it's zooming out. Oh, now it's got way too much light for that lens.
Okay, there it is. You can still see the building structure if you look closely right there in the middle. Okay, so I didn't magically switch slides in 2 seconds. Okay, and then we're going to go to 20x. Here we are, 20x. And then we're going to go to 7x, which of course changes lenses again. So here we are. Now, in fact, I want to explain these letters and numbers. Let me zoom out to 5x. This is our maximum zoom out, okay? And what you see on the left is C, D, E, F, G, H. Now, let me explain. Well, hold on. Before I do that, I'm going to zoom back in for you so that you can see absolute proof, okay? So here we are at 5x. We're going to go to 10. Here we are at 10. We're going to go to 40. Yeah, there we go. We're going to zoom in now to 100. There it is. The buildings are starting to appear. You see it? So we're going to go to 200, you know, et cetera, right? And if I focus this better, you're going to see more detail of what's coming out of the sky for this image, right? So there it is. There it is, okay? So let there be no question whatsoever that when I say that this image, when I show you an image and I say it's on a slide, you can rest assured there is a 100% chance that that image is on that slide, because none of this is done with Photoshop. None of this is AI. This is not editing. This is not trickery, bait and switch, nothing of the kind. I also want to show you this video that I call xylitol stitching, which reveals the process by which I have an automated, basically serial scanning of the slide with the digital microscope that stitches together multiple 4K images to create a massive JPEG. And then that JPEG, it might be, you know, 50,000 pixels across or 100,000 pixels across. And then I go in and manually look through that image to find out what images are in there. So let's play that video if we have it. All right, hello everybody, Mike Adams here. I thought I would show you the image stitching process for the microscope here that I have in my studio at Brighteon, because I want to show you the process of how we put together extremely high resolution images of what's happening with these xylitol crystals. So to start with, go ahead and show my screen. Here I have this is xylitol. This is the Middle East war slide, by the way. And I want to, like right now, you see the letters on the left, E, F, G, H, I, J. Each one is about a centimeter apart. And what we're going to do is we're going to stitch together images from 1 square centimeter. So right now we're at about G. That's G is about in the center right there. Okay. And then we're actually on column 3. So I'm going to zoom in to 300X here. It'll switch lenses, and I'm going to show you how we actually do image stitching. I'll show you in real time. So first we get somewhere close to in focus here. And then we go to this called 3D image stitching. And I will actually put in, typically I'm doing 8 images across by 8 tall. So I'm doing 8 by 8 images. And each image is 4K. So imagine 64 4K images is what we're about to get. So then I have to adjust the focus to go to the upper range of this microscope. So, I mean, or I should say the actual height of the 3D structures. So I'm going to go a little bit higher than this. I'll say set upper. That's 9,400 microns above the stage. And then I need to set the lower. So I'm going to go down here to the lower limit, which I think is like somewhere around here, let's say. Set lower. And then I click start stitching. Now, what it's going to do is it's going to start taking images. Again, 8 by 8 images, stand by, you'll see it. And it's going to start stitching those together. But importantly, it's going to actuate the Z-axis so that it gets every image in focus throughout the entire depth of field. So that's image number one right there. And there's image number two. So it's starting to assemble them. It's going to assemble again 8 by 8. And as you can see from the timer, this particular step is going to take about 5 or almost 6 minutes. So we'll just let that run. We'll fast forward it for you so you can just kind of see how it brings all this together. All right, so now that image composition, the stitching is done. All I do is I click save, and in front of this file name, then I put the coordinates. So that's G2, well, actually I put war, that's the war slide, G2, and then I save off that image. And once that image is saved, let me show you. We can, of course, go to that image. It's a pretty big image. Then you can, you know, zoom in and you can start looking around at extremely high resolution. Or if there's something that strikes you as interesting, like, hey, you know, what is this structure over here? Well, I can zoom in on it and I can start to get, and there's a piece of dust. But I can start to go through this and see what's actually sketched here. And this is where those images appear. It might be, you know, the RAM, it might be the stealth bombers, it could be anything. But you can spend a lot of time going through here looking at documenting that image, and that's where all these images come from. So I just showed you the actual process of what I go through in order to make this happen, all right? So that's how it works, and every time that you see an image that I mentioned is from one of these slides, that's the process, the stitching and then the observing of that stitched image. And each image is really 64 images that are 4K each, all put together. And then all of that is 1 square centimeter. So by the time I get through this whole slide, it's going to be, you know, many, many hundreds of megabytes of image data. Should be interesting. But thanks for your interest in this topic, and thank you for your support. Be sure to check out more of my videos on this at brighteon.com. And I'll be publishing photos at naturalnews.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, the founder of Brighteon, the publisher of Natural News. Thanks for watching. Take care. All right, now, you may be wondering how this works, so let me give you my best explanation. So, number one, like I said earlier, the morphic fields encode all information about our reality, all of which is actually based on consciousness. So every time that you speak a word, you are encoding the cosmos. Every time you think a thought, it's actually encoded in the morphic fields. Literally everything you do, your actions, your thoughts, your words, all of it, your emotions are encoded. And reality as we know it is, it's an aggregation of people's conscious thoughts and words and intentions. We are actually creating the future together. And that is why, think about this, the power of reflected consciousness is actually shown in this side-by-side image of the buildings. Let's put that image back up. Notice that the image that the xylitol crystals sketched out is an image that tens of millions of human beings witnessed from that point of view. In other words, it was that imagery that was put into people's conscious minds. And then the conscious awareness of that image was encoded in the morphic fields. And remember that morphic fields are, in essence, timeless. So that explains why the xylitol crystals were able to tap into that image almost 2 weeks ago, even though millions of human beings would not see it until just recently. But it was so emotionally impactful, and emotions help drive the encoding into the morphic fields. So more emotionally impactful events will have more hard coding into the morphic fields. Those events, sadly, tend to be fear-based events. So fear is a very powerful negative emotion, and it leaves a very strong encoding in the morphic fields.
And this is probably one reason why so many of the images that I'm beginning to see are images that are derived from the fear reactions of millions of conscious human beings. Now, I've also done a slide with love and peace and everything, and I'm scanning that slide. However, I failed to write the word depict on that slide. So one of the things I'm learning in this is that I need to be more specific in my prompts. Fortunately, I did write the word depict in this war slide, and it actually then depicted. It made pictures. You know, to depict means to make pictures. So it made pictures because I asked it to, right? I mean, if you're thinking, like, this sounds impossible. How is this possible? Time-traveling sweeteners, like I said. No, it's not impossible. It's actually the way the universe works. And you have to ask for what you want. So when I asked it to depict the scenes, then it's sketching them out. And on some slides where I failed to ask for it to depict things, it's not really sketching very much. On other topics, I've been running a lot of different tests, and I'm gaining some experience in how to do this more effectively. Also, if any of you are thinking, like, somehow this must be a hoax or something, like, there's no way that that image is on that slide. Well, again, I've got the video zooming in and zooming out and showing you that whole thing. And I've also got the slide. So, of course, the slide is now solid and I'm preserving it. So that, I mean, I'm not throwing away these slides. I'm keeping them because I can show anybody with a microscope that that scene is right there. There it is. You just have to zoom in 200x. I think it's 200x on this one. Some scenes require a higher level zoom, like 300x. Others are more like 150x. Just depends on the scene. It's fractal. Like, sometimes there'll be scenes when you zoom way in, you can see a scene, and then you zoom out a lot and you see a different scene that contains the smaller scene fractally inside it. So yeah, fractal holography is actually what this is doing. In any case, this is not a hoax. These images are not AI, and it's obvious because you saw that I published these almost 2 weeks ago. So how could I fake that unless I was a time traveler? So the only two possibilities here are that either A, I am a time traveler, which I'm not, or B, remote viewing using crystals can depict the future. One of those has to be true because these images are not random. Clearly, they're not random. They are depicting what's happening. And what I want to show you next is some of the images that are depicted on the slide that have not yet come true. So let me show you the stealth bomber image. All right, so this image, which you've seen before, also depicts two stealth bombers flying over sand dunes, dropping bombs on the desert floor and setting the desert floor on fire. At least it looks pretty obvious to me that that's what it's showing. And the stealth bombers have symbols that look like crowns, by the way, which tells me that this whole thing is being coordinated by the British, you know, the United Kingdom. It's the UK leadership that is actually attacking BRICS nations in order to try to maintain Western dominance and financial dominance, Western banking systems, etc. But that's a whole different podcast. So these stealth bombers, even though they are only, of course, only the USA has stealth bombers, who's actually driving them would be the crown. So this image appears to show us that indeed stealth bombers will be used somewhere over the Middle East, and they will be dropping bombs. Now, that has not happened yet. So, you know, bookmark this podcast, because according to these crystals here, according to the morphic fields, this is going to happen. Now, I decided to throw this image into an AI video animation engine to try to animate this and see what that might look like if this was a video, not just a still image. So here's what the AI animation engine came up with, which is pretty interesting. Let's check this out. It's only 5 seconds. All right, so what you can see from this animation, we'll just loop it, is, you know, stealth bombers flying, and then they're getting hit by fireballs. And I guess they're being destroyed or falling out of the sky or whatever. But, I mean, that's not part of what the Xylitol came up with. That's just AI, you know, sort of taking its best guess at what would happen next. So I don't put any special significance onto that. But it is interesting to show that, you know, here's the animation of what the morphic fields showed us of stealth bombers flying over the desert. Okay. Pretty interesting, right? Well, of course, I also decided to do that with the Tel Aviv buildings animation. So let me show you this video of the missiles falling on the buildings. And again, this is just AI. It's not, you know, this isn't remote viewing. This is just AI taking its best guess. But let's just take a look at that. So as you can see from this video, it's just, you know, it's showing things falling out of the sky and falling onto the buildings and then flames on the ground and debris, etc. So again, this part, this video is not remote viewing. This is just AI. Just want to be clear. But it's animating a remote viewing image. So it's giving you something of a look of what this might be. Let me show you a couple other things from this slide. I want to show you the image of this. What is this? A combat knife. So this looks very clearly like a combat knife. I believe I also showed you this image last week. Talked about the blood channel in it. Also, it's a very detailed depiction of a combat knife. There's another new image I want to show you here that I have not released until today. And let's put this one up there. So this image right here, although it's not as clear as the others, it may depict a small nuclear detonation in the desert. It looks something like a nuclear weapon is being detonated. It looks like there's a crater in the ground. There's debris coming up. There's a small mushroom cloud, and then there's glowing clouds above it. And it looks like a desert scape where there's even a path on the right on the top ridge of this hill or whatever it is. It looks like a pathway. Again, this one is not as clear. So I'm just guessing, but perhaps some futures are more likely than other futures. And then when a future doesn't have as strong of a grip over our cosmos, then maybe it's not as strongly depicted, perhaps. I mean, I don't know. I'm just learning the rules of this along with you. That's just my guess. But this could be a relatively small nuclear detonation in the desert away from the cities. And my guess is if this happens, it would be like a demonstration of force, or if Iran were to have nuclear weapons, maybe they're demonstrating that they have them, or if Israel were threatening Iran, and maybe Israel would launch a nuke in the desert to say, we'll hit Tehran next. I don't know. But that's what I saw, and I thought, hey, it looks a little bit like a small nuclear weapon. Let me show you something else, which I call the attack on an aircraft carrier. So this image shows what looks like a large rectangle floating on water. You can even see what look like reflections or waves in the water. And there's some other craft near it, some other floating craft in the bottom right corner. And then it's being attacked with missiles raining down out of the sky onto the aircraft carrier. So again, this isn't as clear as the stealth bombers or the buildings, but this looks a lot like the shape, the overall shape of an aircraft carrier. The proportions are correct, and it looks like it's floating on water, and it looks like it's being attacked from above. So this could indicate that U.S. aircraft carriers are about to be hit by Oreshnik missiles or some other missiles, or who knows what. I'm not sure, but I'm just sharing this with you because it's some interesting stuff. Now, I want to show you this color scene next. Now, this image, I it doesn't appear to depict anything in particular as far as I can tell, but I wanted to show you how the remote viewing results in a lot of colors. There are many, many different colors that show up as xylitol is creating physical structure. So this scene, which is pretty abstract, I mean, you might say, well, those are orbs in the sky, or those are falling stars, and it's like, I don't know, it's like, it's a rainbow parade. Who knows? I don't know what this is, but I just want to show you the colors. And then I've got this other image to show you just below that, which shows you how sometimes the xylitol crystals will scribble. So this is a scribbling in color. You can see that different colors are used to create lines, like it's drawing a little maze or something. And some of them are orange or pink or blue or green or whatever. And I've seen this numerous times, and I've actually recorded this on video where we've got the xylitol on video writing, like it's scribbling stuff in real time. And it's creating these patterns, like it's drawing them in real time. So that's just kind of a look at what remote viewing can do. And the other thing is, I still have not looked at the entire war slide. I have a lot more. In fact, I still haven't even finished all the image stitching of it, because it's just so massive. When you magnify it to 200x, it's massive. It's going to take many, many hours to finish going through the slide. But what we've already seen is astonishing. I'm a little bit afraid to see what's next. I don't want to encounter some giant mushroom cloud on the slide. Like, oh, no. But I do believe we choose our future. So whatever is depicted in the morphic fields, it's not a certainty. We can change our future by changing our thoughts, changing our actions, changing our words, changing our minds, changing how we treat each other, you know? We don't have to have a future of war and suffering and bombs and missiles. Although that's the path that most people are on, it's only like humanity is creating that path. We are creating it together, and we could choose a different path if we wanted to, if enough of us knew about this. One of the reasons why I'm sharing this, even though most people don't get it, some people ridicule it, I'm sharing this because the critical message here is that we can shape our future together. We can change our future. The future, even though all the various futures are already known, they're already encoded, past, present, and future all exist, but we can choose which future we want. And that is through conscious choice. And that's why I'm putting this message out there. And prayer is a form of conscious choice, and meditation and positive affirmations and, you know, dream boards, drawing your dreams and what you want to make happen. And I've had experience with that too. The things that I sketch on large clipboards of paper, everything I sketch out becomes reality. I've experienced that again and again and again. It's wild. The other thing, though, I want to mention is that it is my belief that the clarity of your consciousness depends on the cleanliness of your neurology, in other words. And I think that one of the reasons that when I run these experiments, I get such detailed depictions, like the missiles raining down on the buildings, or the one-horned ram, or the stealth bombers flying, or whatever. These are extremely detailed answers. I think that's because, I mean, honestly, it stems from the fact that I'm the health ranger and that I avoid toxins like crazy. There are probably very few people in our world who avoid toxins as much as I do. Except perhaps for those just living, you know, in the Amazon rainforest that have no contact with modern society. But as far as people who live in modern society, you know, I'm the one that talks about avoiding MSG, avoiding neurotoxins, avoiding prescription pharmaceuticals, avoiding vaccines, avoiding pesticides, herbicides, heavy metals, blah, 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 you know, fluoride, you name it. I talk about avoiding these personal care products, laundry detergent, right? How many times have I ranted about toxic fragrance chemicals? Well, what have I said about fragrance? It dulls your mind. And that's true. Too much fragrance dulls your mind. If you want to be able to shape your future with the power of creation that is part of your consciousness, you literally have to stop using toxic laundry detergent. Otherwise, your neurology doesn't work. You don't have a high enough signal to noise ratio for, let's say, for God to hear you. I mean, I say that kind of half jokingly. It's not that God needs to hear you. It's that God created a universe that reflects you. But if you want your signal, that is your intent, your message, to be reflected in your future, you have to have clarity with your intent. And you can't do that if you're on a bunch of drugs, you're on a bunch of medications and SSRI drugs and laundry detergent, garbage and perfumes and lotions and all this crap. The shampoos are some of the worst. If you're using all that stuff, and if you were to do the same experiment that I'm doing here with xylitol, I would imagine you wouldn't see anything because you don't have enough signal to noise ratio unless you clean up your body, clean up your diet, clean up your water, you know, clean up your air, live a clean lifestyle. You've heard me talk about it before. You know, I don't do recreational drugs and never have. I don't do them. I don't do, you know, pharmaceuticals. I don't do vaccines, you know, the whole list. I do add some freeze-dried coffee crystals to my smoothie, by the way. So I do enjoy some of the benefits of freeze-dried coffee. But I don't drink alcohol. Never have. I don't smoke cigarettes, etc., right? So, you know, it doesn't mean that I don't have a bunch of toxins in other ways because, yeah, I still live in our world and I'm still around, you know, plastics and electronics and I'm still breathing the same air that you're breathing, but I choose to have a very clean lifestyle without drugs or synthetic toxic substances, etc. And then as a result, at least this is my belief, is that the cleaner you get your diet, the cleaner you get your life. I mean, and my whole store is about clean products, by the way. I mean, the whole slogan of healthrangerstore.com, it's healing the world with clean food. That's been my slogan for years. I believe that the cleaner your food, your personal care products, your water, everything else, the cleaner it gets, the more powerful you become in co-creation. Not a joke. That is 100% real because your neurology works better, so your power of intent works better, your consciousness works better, everything works better. So it's about cleaning up our lives and saying no to all those whatever, you know, toxins, all the different forms. And remember that I am incredibly sensitive to MSG and glutamate. And that's why I was thrilled to find out recently that methylene blue blocks glutamate excitotoxicity. And I learned that from our AI engine, Enoch. I mean, it's just incredible. And then I've tested it now multiple times, and sure enough, it works. It used to be I could not eat soy sauce because it contains glutamate in it because of the fermentation of the soybeans, by the way. But if I take methylene blue before a meal, I can have a meal made with soy sauce and there's no problem. So I have been so sensitive for my entire adult life. I've had to meticulously read ingredients and avoid toxins in the food supply. And that actually led to me being who I am today, which led to this experiment of, you know, consciousness and remote viewing and clarity that's showing you these results. In other words, I could not do this unless I was, quote, blessed with the gift of hypersensitivity to food toxins, which forced me to learn how to avoid them, which put me in this situation where the crystals are responding. I mean, wow, talk about God's plan, right? I could not have even written that script. That's just what I've experienced. Like, that's the path that God put me on, and I'm just sharing it with you. And God's put you on a path, too, with special gifts. Maybe special gifts that you thought were, you know, penalties or something. Like, or you thought you were cursed. For most of my life, I thought, why am I so sensitive to MSG? You know, why is it that I can't eat this, but everybody else can? Or at least, because I lived in Taiwan for a couple years, Chinese people are not sensitive to MSG at all. They're immune to it.
like elves are immune to magic, you know, like Chinese people are immune to MSG toxicity. Same with Koreans, Japanese, etc. They're all immune to it. So they don't have any problem at all. They could never understand, like, what's wrong with this white guy? How come his head hurts when he eats soy sauce? So I thought it was a curse. Turns out it was a gift. It was a blessing. And you probably have something in your life that way as well. Some kind of gift that you may have thought was a curse, but if you flip it around, it gave you something special, something that God wanted you to see, wanted you to learn, wanted you to demonstrate. Were you forced to overcome something in your life that you thought was a curse, but then in overcoming that, it made you a better person, or it helped you accomplish something, helped you see something? Yeah, that's what MSG was for me. So very interesting, right? In any case, I'm going to be bringing you more of this. I've got more images coming out of this same slide, obviously. And I've also got a big warhorse image that I already saw in the slide that I haven't shown you yet. I just haven't gotten around to it. There's a lot more. In the meantime, if you want to have clean food and clean products, shop at our store, healthrangerstore.com. And if you're hearing this on or right around Father's Day, we have a Father's Day sale that's ending Monday night at midnight. And you can find all the items that are on sale at healthrangerstore.com/fathers. And understand, we do laboratory testing of everything. We do more testing. We have more stringent restrictions than anybody else that I'm aware of in the world. So not only are our products ultra clean, laboratory tested, microbiology tested with incubation chambers that are automated by computer systems. What else? Well, we do glyphosate testing as well as heavy metals. We have multiple mass spec instruments. We have a massive laboratory, and you know, we do all this testing plus USDA certified organic on top of that for almost everything that we sell. And of course, we don't touch artificial colors, artificial fragrance, artificial flavors. None of that garbage. We don't touch any of that ever. So if you want clean foods, clean laundry detergent, clean body soap, clean toothpaste, clean baking soda deodorant that's not made with aluminum, you know, you can find all this at healthrangerstore.com. So with your support, we'll keep conducting these kinds of experiments, and I'll keep bringing you this information, and we'll see where this goes. Thanks for joining me on this really fascinating journey into morphic fields and remote viewing through physical matter. Interesting, isn't it? I wonder what it will show us next. I guess we're going to find out. Thanks for listening. I'm Mike Adams. Take care. We've got incredible discounts that we negotiated with our preferred vendors. These are products that we like, that we use, that we advocate. And they're all available through healthrangerstore.com/fathers during our Father's Day special event. The discounts range from 5% off to 50% off, depending on the product. Let me just read the list for you. We have the TerraQuant TQ Solo Therapeutic Laser at 5% off. And that's one that I use also to help with my finger healing. We have the Sanlinks Soy Milk Maker that's 15% off. We have the Wart and Mole Vanish Kit from Pristine International that's 10% off right now. And then let me show you the Berkey. We have the Berkey water filters that are available right now. The Royal Berkey water filtration system is available at 5% off. And you know, there's been a supply chain problem with these filters for quite a long time. So it's going to take them a little bit to catch up on the shipment, but they're finally available again. And these are, of course, gravity operated. And we did all the lab testing to show you how effective they are. Okay, in addition to Berkey, we've got the Triad air purifiers. This is what we use here in the studio. This is available at 10% off, and that discount isn't even showing yet, but it will during the sale. So Triad Air Pro, this doesn't just use HEPA filters. This actually emits charged particles that that denature pathogens that are floating around the air. And that's why here in the studio, even though I'm incubating like chemtrails fallout, literally right over there, we are using a Triad Air in this studio to keep it a safe and clean environment. So that's just another item that's on sale. We've also got the Beljansky supplements at 15% off. And remember that Beljansky and her family, they were pioneers in the research of phytonutrients in helping healthy cellular division in your body. We'll put it that way. So they're experts in that. We've got 10 to 40% off the products from Prep 123. And here's some of the products they offer. This includes the Faraday bags that block 5G signals, block EMP. It's got the blankets. It's got the backpack. And some of these have ballistic elements in them as well to make them bulletproof. And we've got a shoulder bag, a laptop bag, you know, a beanie, and so much more. These are all available right now. Different discounts. You'll see them reflected in real time in the shopping cart. Some of those will be as high as 40% off, with ranging from 10 to 40%. We've got the Puradyne product line at 5% off, the Nahaya Active Organics, which is an amazing skincare line that is 15% off. That's rare. Arc Seed Kits are 50% off right now. Let me show you one of the Arc Seed Kits. Yeah, right now, because it's the end of the spring season, you know, we're into summer now, so the seed kits are available at a discount, great for fall planting or for storage because these seeds remain viable for many, many years. And a seed kit is the ultimate barter item, by the way. So those are available. We've got the Garden Tower on sale for 10% off. The Biohacking Bio Skincare is 20% off. And then the Blendy Blenders are 25% off. Let me show you. Here's the Ice Crushing Portable Blender. That it's great. Now look, it's not a Vitamix. It doesn't have that powerful of a motor. It doesn't cost $300. This is a portable, handy, smaller size blender. It's great for travel. It's great for blending up fruit smoothies with ice, or even if you have frozen fruit in there, it works very well for that as well. So we've got